we had the receiver mushing quietly away in the back of the physics lab during sixth form practical lesson, when we picked up some irregular signals which sounded something like Vostok, but not quite the same. I sent a lad rushing up to Derek Slater in the chemistry lab to ask him to come down and listen, and he agreed with me that they were man-type signals rather than unmanned. We waited until the mid-morning break, phoned the radio and space research station and said we thought we'd had signals from a new manned spacecraft. They suggested that they came from Electron 1. I said, no, Electron 1 doesn't transmit on that frequency. And they suggested it was from a Cosmos. They said, no, that was recovered last week. And I put the phone down as I was paying. But before I got out of earshot of the school office, I was called back, and there was a phone call from the Kettering Evening Telegraph with Dick Pankhurst saying that the Russians had launched a three-man spacecraft called Voskhod 1 and gave us the transmission frequencies.
I believe you have a recording of the Voskhod 1 telemetry.
The Voskhod program is generally believed to have been a way to upstage the Americans. Germany was on the drawing boards to fly two men, so Voskhod had to have three. And then in the Gemini program it was being announced that eventually astronauts would do spacewalks or go EVA. So when Voskhod 2 was launched, this was obviously to be a Russian EVA before the first Gemini flight. We heard the Voskhod signals, and the following day we heard them as the signals ceased and expected the thing to be recovered. Well, this was one orbit more than we had expected. At 9 o'clock in the morning, Radio Moscow said, "Stand by for an important announcement," and started to play jolly Russian music. At 9:30 it said, "Stand by for an important announcement." And as the morning went on, the music got more and more mournful. We had the first movement of Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto, and then we had it again, and we were still no sound or no announcement of any recovery. And finally the recovery wasn't announced until about 1:45 in the afternoon, when they said that they had recovered their cosmonauts safe and sound. But even this proved not to be true. They'd got them down, but these poor fellows had to stay in their capsule overnight without any heat, in a wood with wolves howling all around them. They'd come down well away from the planned recovery area.